Help support our coverage using Blueberry, the community that gives creators the ability to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get 30 days to try out the service using promo code Blueberry004. That's B-L-U-B-R-R-Y 004.
Well, we have our next guest here. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Go ahead and introduce yourself for me.
Well, I'm Valery Yakovenko. I'm from Ukraine, and we represent a Ukrainian startup named FarmFleet. We are part of Ukrainian technological ecosystem, and we create innovations in agriculture using drones and other robotics. Well, basically, being here is just an honor for us. Thank you for inviting us.
For sure. So tell me how drones and things work their way into agriculture.
Starting 11 years ago, the market of agricultural drones appeared in Ukraine and basically in the whole world. And primary drones were used just to scan areas, remotely control weeds, detect something, etc.
Okay.
But 3-4 years ago, a revolution appeared on the market, and drones started to protect harvests from different problems and spray fertilizers and herbicides and other pesticides on the fields. And Ukraine is quite advanced in that.
Okay.
As a whole market, Ukraine is just bigger than all other European markets combined together.
Okay. It's a big agricultural country.
Yeah.
For sure.
The grain basket of the world.
Right, exactly. It's kind of like the thing that you're known for, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So, where does your technology fit in here?
Well, using just drones in agriculture is some kind of understandable, simple thing. In the short term, in just three last years, we managed to create an ecosystem of partnerships that was able to spray over and protect over 3 million of hectares. In terms of accuracy, you have to multiply it by 2.5. And this is a large volume. This is a large amount of land protected. It was, at the end, we have extreme low reach of water used, extreme number of pesticides used. Our agriculture machinery started to work more efficiently, and the whole industry started to use to leave less carbon. Less carbon and being more ecological.
Sure.
And
because you don't need to use a helicopter or a plane or a tractor or something like that.
Exactly.
You can do it from a drone.
Yes.
Clever.
And when the drone flies, it doesn't damage the field, the crops. And when we are talking about sunflower or corn, it just high crops. They had just not been damaged during spraying operations.
Okay.
And drones have flown above of it. And as a result, you are getting more yield. For example, just on sunflower, if you are using drones, you are getting 10% more yield. And these are huge money. And even if we are talking about return of investments, we have a large number of new companies, spraying companies, service companies in agriculture that are appearing all over the country and starting to provide services for farmers. This is a huge new jobs ecosystem of agriculture IT companies, and young people are returning to their farmlands, returning homes after universities in big cities, and bringing jobs and new companies back to the rural area. You know, it is a combination of different facts and different factors. And right here, we represent a FarmFleet. This is an ERP system that is capable to evolve such a thing in the United States market, since we are bringing our experience here and to learn how to go global from the launch pad that is United States market.
Okay, so is that what we're hoping to accomplish here at the show?
We are looking here for partnerships, and actually we already have found them. More partnerships, more collaboration with universities, more collaboration with government agencies, different kinds of robotics manufacturing possibilities, and more manufacturers that are being able to be an ecosystem, a part of ecosystems in our platform. And what we are looking the most is to change a little bit the, you know, this kind of supply chain, production chain, because we are looking for the robotics and some kind of companies that create robotics here in North America. We are Ukrainians. We built robotics a lot. During the past 2 years, we showed to the whole world how much IT can actually make efforts on different aspects of our lives. We're actually surviving because of IT and because of technologies.
Indeed.
And we understand that right now, Ukrainians are capable to build a robotics fleets and for a good use for different industries. Uh-huh. And here we came to find more partnerships to create such a field of use of robotics in agriculture. And CES shows that it is possible. We find partners that want to create hundreds, thousands, and tens of thousands drones capable to shape the whole ecosystem of technology in agriculture here on the territory of the United States.
That's really cool. If it was up to you, what would be the next step?
The next step is forming an ecosystem of partnerships here on the United States. We have to move from the both ways, from the downs, from the farmer side. He just see the efficiency of the new equipment and he wants to use it. But in terms of regulation, in terms of collaboration with a different kind of understanding of dosage needed to be done with the sprayers, etc., we need an attention of government agencies and okay. We need an attention of universities. We need to create test fields with them. We need to move with technology from the bottom and from the top at the same time. And right now in United States there are around 3,500 jobs in the robotics and agriculture, especially in drones when we are talking about sprayers. This number will be increased dramatically, at least 52-53 times if we are talking about the whole market capabilities. Those are jobs with high salaries with the use of robotics, and we need to create the whole ecosystem for that, including okay. insurance, including labor relations, etc. It is a lot of work to do in advance.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does that ecosystem look like? So yeah. So government for regulations and things like, okay, I understand. How is that coming so far? Obviously, you said some of it has come together so far this week, but overall, how has that come together for you?
Actually, I'm finding the results of CES splendid. We see partnerships that are appearing. We see not only interest from the United States market. Just now we have received a huge delegation from South Korea companies that were looking for such innovation. They came specially for us to see what we do. Nice. They inspired from experience that what they have created and achieved on our market. And right now this is a point in time when you can expand your efficiency and find more partnerships worldwide. United States is the first international market for Ukrainian companies right now, for our company, for example. And we see how important it is to learn how to be entrepreneur in modern farming here in the United States,
sure.
How to use entrepreneurship, this kind of DNA, because you do have it. We don't have this kind of experience of creating companies and create businesses 100 years and more. You are showing us what we have to do if we want to make a great business. So right now we do see that the experience that we are receiving on the CES in the United States is just splendid. And the technology stage on the United States is number one. I have big experience in terms of worldwide exhibitions, in terms of appearances, but here it is just enormous. I didn't expect that. This is the first CES for me.
Well, good.
Yeah, but for Ukrainian ecosystem, the connection with such partnership capabilities, it is just a thing to do. Just move forward.
Well, good. I'm glad that it's going well for you. I'm glad that your first CES is being a success. If people want to find out more about what you're up to and maybe help you build your ecosystem. How can they do that?
We are asking our partners, future partners, to follow us on social media platforms such as Facebook, FarmFleet, look us there. Look us into the LinkedIn pages, FarmFleet there. Please subscribe to all possible Ukrainian businesses that you see here on CES, because inside this is some kind of engineering mind that is just tremendous, and you always will find a good partnerships if you are working with Ukrainians. Right now is our role to go forward and bring Ukrainian experience to the global shape, and we will be pleased to work with more and more advanced partners. Thank you.
Well, very cool. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you very much.
And talking about what you're up to. Hopefully this show will continue to be a success for you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
The Tech Podcast Network CES 2024 coverage is executive produced by Michelle Mendez. Technical directors are Kurt Corliss and Adam Barker. Associate producers are Nancy Ertz, Clinton Millsap, Sergio Velasquez, and Terry Willingham. Voiceover by Aaron Hurst. Our hosts are Marlo Anderson, Don Bain, Todd Cochran, Scott Ertz, and Christopher Jordan. Studio and equipment are provided by Plughits Productions. This has been a Tech Podcast Network broadcast, copyright 2024.